Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. Thank you once again for joining me today. Today is March 13th, which comes out to 3/13/13. All of those threes lined up. Excuse me. What a lot of energy they're producing today. I was talking to Michelle, and she said this is a pivotal day, and it feels like it. It feels like it. White smoke came out of the chapel in Italy, and a new pope has been selected. So interesting that it's all happening now. So today we are going to talk about chi. We're going to talk about energy, life force, vitality. Those are all intermingled. I mean, they are, you know, different words for the same energy. So if I use one or the other, you'll know I'm basically talking about your life force. So before we get into it, I want to give you the phone numbers so that you can call in. It is toll-free 296-0345, 1-877-296-0345. Now, I have my Gmail account set up, so if you want to email questions or join the discussions, please do so. It is roysolberg@gmail.com. And the name is spelled ROISOLBERG, as in good, .com, @gmail.com. So there we go. We've got lots to talk about. Now, first of all, let's define what energy is. This is the life force. This is, you know, it begins with our first breath that we take in, because we access our spirit through our breath. And so this energy moves through our body. It moves through our life. It moves through absolutely everything that goes on day to day, moment to moment. So the power of your life force is directly related in your ability to manifest, to heal, to create. Because, you know, you've been around people who have low energy. Well, when you're in that state, or someone you know is in that state, it's very difficult to manifest. It's very difficult to bring things into life, into manifestation. So just imagine, every human is an electromagnetic energy field. Got it? You can attract or you can repel energy from your field to your field, just like a battery or a magnet. We all have that plus or minus. And when our batteries are charged and we put them in properly into the flashlight, we get light. Put them in backwards, not so good. So it is that what the Chinese call the yin-yang. When these are balanced, you have a great life. Things work for you. And when you're out of balance, we get more chaos. Now, that doesn't mean that life is going to be suddenly, you know, a piece of cake when you learn to manage your energy, because we'll always have challenges. But we work through those challenges quicker, easier, and we know that there is a gift within that challenge. So let's start. What is chi? It is, as I said, that energy. So we're going to do a little exercise here so you can actually feel what it is. I want you to take a deep breath, relax. Now, if you're like some of my listeners, record these and listen to them in the car, you want to wait till you get home. I don't want you driving and try to do this. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to just relax. I want you to hold your left hand out in front of you, palm up. With your right hand, place it over your left and let it hover just a few inches. We don't want to touch. We're not holding hands. We're just hovering. Now, if you circle your right hand over the left, you know, imagine that you got a tennis ball in the center of your hand and you're moving it in a circle. Notice what you're feeling. What does that feel like to you? Does it tingle? You feel kind of a funny energy there? Does it feel warm? Just keep circling it. How, if you move your right hand from wrist to fingertips, kind of in a sliding motion, how does that feel differently? What are you experiencing? Now, put your hands together like in a prayer position in front of you. Again, not touching, but just a few inches apart. Can you feel the energy? If you move them back and forth like you're ready to clap hands, but not, again, not touching, what does that feel like? Imagine that you're holding between your hands a ball of white light. Kind of play with it. You know, turn your hands around, turn them upside down, see what I'm showing you, so I'm sure you're seeing exactly what I mean. So just experience that. What does that feel like? So next I want you to extend your hands from each other. You know, just kind of separate them and draw them maybe a shoulder width apart. Can you still feel the energy? Notice what it feels like. And then extend your arms all the way out on each side to the edge of your energy field. Notice what you're feeling. You can raise them above your head. You know, kind of circle that because that's your aura. That's the edge of your aura. It extends about out to the fingertips on each side. What does that feel like for you? Now bring your hands back into the prayer position. But for some of you out there, I just got a hit that for some of you out there, you're seeing colors as well. Perfect. That's perfect. So just kind of incorporate that into your process, excuse me, of managing your energy. So now bring your hands back to the prayer position and imagine the ball of white light is glowing brighter. So holding that ball, turn to the left and extend it out as far as your arms can reach, keeping your eye on it. And then bring it in front of you, bring it back to center, and then put it out in front of you as far as you can reach. Again, keeping your eye on this white light. And then finally turning to your right and extending it out as far as you can and bringing it back to the center. Your attention follows the ball of chi in your hands. This is what creates your life. This is the key to how to create your life. So now you have a sense of how energy and the chi feels, how you can move it around. So do your hands feel warm and tingling? And that's perfect. And now we're going to move on to manifesting and healing. You know, you have an energy center, a chakra in the middle of each palm. And notice when you shake hands with people, those connect. So you're reading energy through the palms of your hand. You know, some people you instantly know you like and others you just don't want to be around. Well, you're picking up that energy through the hands, as well as other ways, but especially through your hands. Now, if I were doing energy work on you and clearing work, my hands would become very hot and you would feel because I'm focusing my energy on your system in order to clear away the blocks in your chakra centers. So keep that in mind. When the chi moves in our field, this is the energy, as I said, that we're managing. It's around you all the time. So when you're with someone who's upbeat, lively, energetic, and happy, you can feel it. And when the person is sad, angry, the energy to me feels thick and heavy. And sometimes it just feels like I can't breathe if I'm too close to them. This is where you want to learn how to clear your energy. You can do it by brushing other people's energy out of your system. Hot baths, showers, oils, that type of thing will help you clear the aura and clear that energy out. So if you're picking up energy that is not yours, you want to make sure that you keep clearing it. Sometimes we just get overwhelmed and there's no reason for it. We're picking up from other people, from national events, from international events. Everything that is in your life, even down to that can of corn in your cupboard, holds your chi. You have energy invested in it. So you want to double check everything you own. I'm laughing because we're putting our home up for sale in Madison. And let me tell you, there is some major cleaning out going on here. Major cleaning out. So I'm looking at, what I have created. Is it working for me? Is it giving me joy or not? Or do I just have it? And some of the stuff that I just have, my stuff, I am blessing, I am smudging, I am cleansing, and I am passing on. So double check what you own. Do you love it? Does it give you pleasure? This is an important thing. Is your recreation, are your friends, is your lifestyle giving you pleasure? Is it renewing your energy? We only have so many units. Well, let's pretend we only have so many units. I think we have unlimited units of energy, but let's use the example of 100 units. I learned this from Carolyn Mace. So think of it as a bank account. You're gonna put more in, you're gonna take some out, and you have X amount per day. So let's say 100, because it's a good round number. So with this 100 units of chi, you create your life, you create period, you move into you manifest that new job that you want, that friendship that you want. All of those things come from this creative force in this account. This is where you want to check what stories you're telling. Remember, I'm always talking about change your story, change your life. If you are telling other people your trauma drama, your sad story, if you are seeing yourself more as a victim than a victor, then you have got to send energy out to support those people and the story you told them. This is called lead in the system. So those past wounds and hurts that you have, that you haven't healed, they're like that lead in your system, in your aura. So just think of them as big bags of heavy stuff, heavy weight. So every day you get up, you've got to activate that heavy weight. You have got to run your energy through detoured into these stories that you tell yourself, these belief systems that you have, before you can create something new. So this is where you really want to be acutely aware of what your story is, so that you're not feeding your energy into all of those past things that no longer have any benefit to you. So this is part of that cleaning out system, along with the cans of corn. Get rid of some of these stories that are not serving you. Look at what the gift is, and then bless it and move it on. And forgiveness is part of that. So we use our energy to manifest, and it's a combination of intention, attention, and expectation. It is also a combination of belief, action, and results. Our beliefs lead us to the actions that create the results in order to prove ourselves right. Now, I talked to my friend this morning, and she gave me permission to use this story as an example. She travels a lot. Her passport fills up much faster than mine does. And before she takes her next trip, she has to decide, is she going to get her passport reissued or add more pages? So she decided that she would just go ahead and it expires next year, she would just go ahead and get a new one. And last week she emailed her concern to me that the post office is always losing mail, and she was afraid that her passport renewal might get lost. So she was going to have it special delivered to ensure, you know, where you have registered and it has to be signed, just to ensure that it doesn't get lost. But her emphasis, I felt, was that the post office loses mail. And the underlying thought was, my passport will be one of those pieces. So this is the energy fragmented. The chi that you're holding in your hand, the right hand is going in one direction and the left hand is going in the other. And it is now fragmented. So the focus is on not renewing the passport and having it delivered and everything is fine. It is on whether the post office is going to lose it or not. So one is positive, one would be negative, and depending on which belief is stronger, that the post office is going to lose it or the post office is going to deliver it through me through these actions that I've taken. And sometimes the shadow belief is stronger and we're not even aware of it. And so if things aren't manifesting the way that you would like for them to manifest, take a look at the underlying belief system, the unconscious, the subconscious belief system. So let's look at this situation another way. The truth is, the post office delivers 175 billion pieces of mail every year, and some of it gets lost. So focusing on what gets lost rather than what gets delivered creates that negative flow of chi. And believe me, negativity is as powerful or more powerful than the positive because it includes fear. So as I said, now this intention would be diluted due to the focus or belief that something will be lost has more energy than the belief of a safe arrival. So taking action to have it delivered by registered mail is great. But if you base that on the fear that the post office is going to lose it, it adds negativity. So by changing that, you recognize that sometimes things do get lost. They do. But the belief is, if you change the belief to my passport will be one of the billions of items delivered safely and on time, then your action would be to have it sent by registered mail, so I don't have to worry about it. Now the chi is following the passport in full strength. So go back to your exercise of holding the chi in your hands and moving it to the left and watching it go to the left, watching it go to the center, watching it go to the right. That's where your focus follows. And so when you are ready to manifest and when you want to manifest, you have to make sure that that energy is aligned and in focus. Otherwise, it gets scattered. And then things fizzle out. My my daughter-in-law, Danny, when she was alive, they would go on trips, and she would worry endlessly about taking a trip. And sure enough, I think every flight she ever went on had some type of delay or problem, and it just reinforced her fears that if I do this, it's going to be an awful trip. And I tell you, the family got to the point where they didn't want to travel on the same flight with her because we knew with that belief system that there would be something manifested that would be dramatic. Sometimes, you know, life throws a delay at you, but you look at the purpose of it, you look at the gift of it, not moving through it in fear. So let's look at something that you want to manifest. So pick something. I'm going to use jobs as an example, because I know that there are a lot of people who are changing careers, looking for work. So here's what you want to ask yourself. Is your energy whole and supporting your intention? When you set your intention, you want to be able to visualize it. You have to see it, hear it, feel it. And this is an important thing to manifest. It has to become so real to you that it becomes part of you. So with that, begin to imagine what it is you want. So let's say the perfect job, you're changing career, so you want the perfect position. And you can see it, you've interviewed, maybe you have sent your resume out. And this is when 9 times out of 10, all of our fears and limitations come up. Oh, there's smarter people out there, there's people with more experience, why would they want me, and so on and so forth. Too much competition. So you want to break down those fears. Are they real? And only you can define that. Are these fears real? You know, fear is false action appearing real. So if they are, then you want to take action on them, as I said. You want to maybe update your resume, maybe begin talking to other people who've been in this position and get tips from them. You know, use your resources and use your fear as a springboard to move into action. Move into action. And then check your beliefs. What are your beliefs about having the perfect job? Do you deserve it? Do you believe that you deserve it? You know, I give everyone who comes into my office this mantra. I think I'm going to have it tattooed someplace. I deserve. This is a great mantra for everyone. And the way it works is I deserve to get up in the morning. I deserve to take a breath. I deserve to be alive. I deserve to have breakfast. I deserve to go to the bathroom. I deserve to have a perfect job. All of these things. And you go, you know, everything that you do in your day, you attach, I deserve. And then one morning you wake up and you realize that, yeah, I do deserve. I am spirit. I am here on a mission. And by golly, I deserve all the good things that life has to offer. When you start manifesting in that manner, and when you start affirming that, yeah, you know what, I'm the best thing that ever happened to me, then you are expanding that chi, you're multiplying that chi, and you're sending it out. So when, going back to the job, for instance, send your chi out before you get there. Move it to the interviewer before you get there. And trust that this or something better will manifest for you. And that's an important part. When I moved to Madison, I had put an offer in on this beautiful house that was down the block from my son and his wife and the grandchildren. And they turned us down. And it was, I kept saying, this or something better. Well, the next day after they refused our offer, there was an open house for the home that I bought, which is a much, I won't say a much better, but it suited me better. Had a bigger yard. It wasn't on the corner, and I realized after my first winter here, I only had to shovel a small part of the sidewalk, not, you know, around the block side of the sidewalk. So that alone was something better for me. So you have to trust that no matter how badly you want it or how much you want it, there's always, the universe is always on your side, and there is always something good for you out there. And when you're in harmony with your energy field, with your authentic self, then good things come to you. That doesn't mean that life is going to be an absolute breeze and sunshine every day, it means you're going to have challenges, and you're going to look at the challenges as a gift, and you're going to deal with them and move forward. So visualize, imagine, send out the harmony of your chi to blend with what you want to manifest. A lot of times we lose our energy, as I said before, through having too much lead in our system. And sometimes we do too much. We give our energy away. So think of yourself as the house on the block that has the power. It has the electrical system that lights all the houses on your block. And when you empower all the houses on your block, by the time it gets back to you, you don't have enough energy to turn your lights on. So you sit on the couch and in the dark, wondering what happened. So you want to take a good look at where you are sharing, where are you giving away your energy. So I wanted to go into self-healing, and I can see by the clock I'm getting close to the end of this half hour that has flown by. So we may have to do this on another time, but I will give you a small exercise to do. Taking the energy in your hands, you know, holding the ball of white light, allow yourself to take a deep breath, close your eyes perhaps, make sure that you're in a comfortable position. Cup your ears, your hands over your ears on each side of your head, just gently resting there. We're not trying to squeeze an orange here. We're just trying to feel it. And allow the white light to move through your head from hand to hand. When I work on people, you can feel the bouncing back and forth, the energy going back and forth. And this allow this light that's filling your head to be healing, to be nurturing, energizing. It's going to be different for everyone. For me, it feels like the ball is pulsating back and forth. Sometimes it moves in circles. So you can use this technique to scan your body, to go over areas that might hurt. Use it on your chakra centers. You can also use this white light, this ball of light, send it out to other people. My daughter-in-law, Kimberly, tells my grandchildren that I have healing hands. So when they get hurt, they come to me to hold it. You can do that as well. So, I think we'll just do another show focusing on healing. But I want to tell you before I go, I want to tell you about, I have some great guests lined up for the next month. One is Christina Gallagher, who was on before. She is going to talk to us about navigating wisdom. Dr. Angela Hall is coming on to talk about being physically authentic. You know, I'm not a big exerciser, and she's got me on a great weightlifting program. Because without the good physical body, how can we be in touch with our spirit? Katie Rose from London is going to come on and next month and discuss the effect of music on our soul and the energy of the soul. And next week, Ellen Nicholas is going to join us, and she is coming on at, 8 o'clock Central Time on this on the same program. Great gal. Make sure you tune in to her show. And she's going to be with us next week. So in the meantime, have a great week. Be good to yourself. And remember to breathe. Breathe deeply. Expand that chi. Create something wonderful. Till next week, we'll see you then.